outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, my friends. Yes, start of another week. It's Monday, November the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number for the Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.net or the easier one, eaglesup.com. Well, Wall Street fell out of bed again today, even though they tried to do their best to spin the glorious Black Friday and, yes, the internet buying over the weekend. Failed to materialize any long-term support for the financial condition of the markets. Although the Dow was initially up a little over 1,300 in early trading when they were buying into the spin, when the reality started to creep in, the Dow lost 237 points to close the day at 12,743. Now, just as we gave you warnings about the imminent demise of the dollar when the U.S. dollar index was testing support at 85, long way since 85. Let me give you some figures to keep in your head. Dow, 12,500. In other words, 241 points from where we are exactly now. If that breaks, watch out. NASDAQ, or 55 points. So much for the tech enthusiasts. Closing at 2,540. S&P 500. Beaten like a baby seal today, down 33 points at 1,407. Why did stocks sell off? Well, there's fresh credit concerns. I can't take this too much longer. I swear I can't. Look, the world's going to heck in a handbasket, and it's because of one thing. None of these politicians or wannabe presidents want to address the situation of the truly dire financial situation that the United States is in. And obviously, you got the folks out there that are trying to tell everybody that a declining dollar is actually good for exports. Yeah, but there's a big problem with that theory. Declining dollar also means that people are losing faith in what was the land of the free and the home of the brave, and subsequently are rushing for the exits. Gold in New York City closed up $4.70 at $827.10. Silver up 12 cents at $14.86. We'll bring you all the rest of the prices. Action going on in Asia, and I make no apologies. No apologies whatsoever for the doom and gloom you're about to hear.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Yes, when they own the information, they can bend it any way they want. John Mayer, Waiting for the World to Change. By the way, coming up after the next break, the father of my granddaughter has got a new album out called Sunday. He's Band 363, and we'll debut a few of the new songs. And as a connoisseur of fine music for many years, decades actually, let me tell you, I'm so impressed by this, I'm as proud as a peacock. Nevertheless, back to the real world of depression. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $2.10 at 825, platinum off, silver off 10 cents at 1476, platinum's flat at $1,472. Seems like only yesterday it was $250. Palladium flat at 358. Oil eased off a little today as the Saudis said they were going to increase output. I wonder how much it cost them to make that statement. Oil closed at $97.04 a barrel, down 66 cents on the day. It's just a matter of time before it blows right through 100. And the U.S. dollar index, no shock or surprise there, weaker and falling below support at 75, now at 74.86, heading towards oblivion. There were no major economic reports today, which is probably a good thing, but tomorrow brings us consumer confidence for November. That should be a laugh. It's expected to come in at 91.5%. Also this week, we are going to be inundated with speeches from various members of the Federal Reserve. No less than 8 Fed members are going to give various speeches during the course of this week, trying to tell us that everything is fine, don't worry, be happy. Now, this is something that I mentioned before. I'm just going to bring it to your attention. As of November the 21st, the United States Mint has ceased production of 07 Eagles. In other words, any 07 Eagle that you wish to purchase from this day forward is going to increase over its current price by 4%. And if you want to put that into context, a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, which currently trades for $865, is going to cost you $899 if you want an 07 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. 4% across the board, everything. Now, here's the problem. When you look at the official mintage figures for this year, from the U.S. Mint, pretty much across the board, these are some of the lowest mintages, not the lowest mintages of all time, but the lowest mintages. Therefore, they demand a premium because of the small mintages. But there's a fly in the ointment, because we actually do not know the final official figures, because even though the Mint says it's stopping production, or stopped production on November the 21st, they more than likely have a whole bunch of orders that were in the pipeline prior to the announcement of the cutoff date. So there is a possibility that those mintage numbers could change when we finally get the official figures, and we won't get the official figures until January. So just so you know that, and don't be don't be upset. And if you want to make yourself feel good, run off and check your supply, your stash of U.S. gold and silver American Eagles, and be thankful that you have 07s, because you just got a free gift from the U.S. Treasury. Now, outside of this silly peace conference that's taking place in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, where nothing will be resolved, I mean... A peace conference? Come on. They've been trying to put together a peace conference between Israel and Palestine since 1969. Maybe even longer than that. But that was the first concerted effort to have peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It's not going to happen. Why is it not going to happen? Well, because simply they will not discuss the real crux of the matter, the real issue. And that's Zionist control of the state of Israel, and obviously America seen as a puppet of Zionism. There will never, ever be any solution to the Mideast problem, because they do not want to address the real core issue, the cause of the dispute in the Middle East. And it's exactly the same reason why we find ourselves with this current crop of presidential candidates, including the current crop of politicians that are out there right now, who do not want to discuss the real financial crisis facing the United States. Because why? Because they do not have any solutions to this problem. They seem to try and mend the problem by doing all kinds of stupid things that never work and exacerbate the problem, make things much worse than they are, but this is what politicians do. A recent Bloomberg news story highlights a moment in a video for the movie American Gangster, where a hip-hop maestro, Jay-Z, thumbs through a wad of 500 euro notes on a night of cruising the concrete canyons of New York City. Of course, you can't spend euros in Manhattan, but the scene says something about the value of today's greenback. The Bloomberg piece on the dollar's decline begins by reminding us just how cavalier the U.S. was in 1971 when President Richard Nixon, in a stopgap move to cope with the inflationary financing of the Vietnam War, announced that the dollar was no longer going to be backed by gold. Nixon said, it may be our currency, but it's your problem. It's unbelievable. Anyway, the U.S. unhooked the dollar from the gold standard in 1971, unilaterally rewriting the rules of world business in America's favor. Now, Bloomberg notes, the world is taunting back almost four decades after the U.S. tore up the monetary arrangements that governed the post-World War II international economy. The dollar's fall from grace amounts to a tectonic shift in the global hierarchy. This time, the U.S. currency is on the losing side. After declining in five of the last 6 years, the weakest dollar era of floating currency reflects a period of diminished U.S. political and economic hegemony. Whoever wins the White House next year will confront two unpopular choices: accept the fall in the U.S. clout and the rise of new rivals, or rein in record public and consumer debt that the rest of the world no longer wants to bankroll. Now, let me ask you, how many of the current crop of politicians would be eager to address this dire consequence that's going to affect every single American? Not one single one of them. On the left, you have the Democrats talking about socialized medicine and wanting to put a chicken in every pot, a Cadillac in every garage, and make everybody happy, hold hands, sing kumbaya, while Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama discuss about who has the most international experience. Obama seems to think that living somewhere in the backwoods of some country when he was 6 years old gives him a greater understanding as to world affairs. America will not elect a black man. Simple. Nobody wants to talk about that one because that's another bugaboo issue. But when push comes to shove, when people go, if he is a candidate for the Democrats and people go to pull the lever, they will not pull the lever for a black man. I know. People get upset when I say stuff like that. But hey, look, deal with the facts. Facts are the facts. You know, Patrick Buchanan's got a new book out today, and it's called Day of Reckoning. And America is fast approaching the Day of Reckoning. But let me tell you what's important about this book that Patrick Buchanan, and try and get you to understand certain things here, is Patrick Buchanan's book is no different to a book by Naomi Wolf, who pretty much says exactly the same thing. Now, these two writers are of opposite political views. Naomi Wolf, by her own admission, decidedly liberal, but I guess liberal in the Jeffersonian term of liberal, and Buchanan, obviously, on the right of most issues to Naomi Wolf. Buchanan, in his book, explains how hubris, ideology, and greed have torn America apart. A neoconservative cabal with an alien agenda captured the Bush administration and committed America's blood, energy, and money to aggression against Muslim countries in the Middle East, which is pretty much the same thing Naomi Wolf says. Anyway, we'll have a lot more of that. But when we return, the debut of the new album by my son-in-law, 363. I think this track's called Foolishness. Seems there's a preponderance of foolishness as we speak. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, unfortunately, that's a problem doing shows long distance. 363 will be coming up. It's somewhere in the rotation. Just don't know exactly where it is. And you should wait for it. It's a great song. Anyway, we're talking about these politicians who don't want to discuss the dire situations that's facing America. And there's a good reason why they don't want to talk about it, because they have no solution to the problem, because the solution to the problem is something that they don't want to get into in any way, shape, or form. Put it simply, a new administration faces two choices. Accept the fact that the U.S. dollar is a declining currency, which means accepting the reality that all imports, including oil, will become more and more expensive. Or raise interest rates, well, which will make the dollar more attractive to foreign investors who buy our treasuries. But higher rates also will make that it so much harder for both U.S. consumers and for the government to pay off this heap of debt that has been keeping the country afloat for decades. Hobson's choice. Stepping back and surveying what has happened both at home and abroad in recent years, some observers doubt the dollar will ever recover. For the first time, Bloomberg reports, economists are raising the once improbable specter that the dollar's monopoly as the world's dominant reserve currency is under threat. Part of the depreciation is permanent, said Howard University professor Kenneth Frutt, who has been a consultant to the Fed. He told Bloomberg News, and we quote, "There is no doubt that the dollar must sink against a basket of currencies to reflect their increase in competitiveness and productivity." Meanwhile, for years, America has depended on foreigners to buy our dollars by investing in treasuries in order to finance our trade deficits and the national debt of more than $9 trillion. Once again, let me remind you, George Washington, Ronald Reagan, national debt, $1 trillion. George Bush 1 to George Bush 2, national debt increased $8 trillion. Fiscal conservatives, no doubt. And that's, I mean, that's huge. So when other countries use their surpluses to buy treasuries, they are lending us money at a very low rate. If they buy a 10-year U.S. Treasury bond, we pay them just 4.5%. Yet we need them to keep on buying those bonds. The U.S. still requires $2.1 billion a day of other people's money just to pay the interest on the debt. But now even our allies are beginning to feel less confidence in the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and many are beginning to move away from the greenback, considering what is happening in the Middle East. Kuwait, freed by the U.S. from Saddam Hussein's army in 1991, unhinged its currency from the dollar in May. The pressure is building for Gulf Arab neighbors to follow suit. Bloomberg also notes Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jasmin complained in November that the dollar's drop is cutting oil and gas income, leaving less to invest abroad. Now the United Arab Emirates may drop the peg to the U.S. dollar, many analysts have said. Even the central bank in Iraq last month said it too wants to diversify reserves away from mostly U.S. dollars. How grateful are those people? And look what we did. We liberated them. We set them free. And what do they do in return? And as for countries that really don't like the United States, well, just 5 days ago, Iran and Venezuela proposed discussing an end to the practice of pricing crude oil in dollars at an Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The Iranians were not happy. Can't blame them. They get our oil and give us worthless pieces of paper, complained Iranian president. The dollar has no economic value. On that particular day when Ahmadinejad said that, the dollar touched down at $1.48 to the euro, a low for the dollar since the euro was started in 1999. Meanwhile, cash-rich countries like China, which has piled up the world's largest stash of foreign currencies, are looking for investments that pay more than the current 4.25% return on 10-year treasury bonds. As a warning by the Chinese vice chairman of the National People's Conference that, excuse me, that China will invest its $1.4 trillion in stronger currencies triggered a recent stampede out of the dollar. I mean, how many more body blows does this boxer have to take before he just goes down?
Frazier goes down. Frazier goes down.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
When you're young and so in love as we, and bewildered by the world we see, why do people hurt us so? Only those in love would know what a town without pity can do. If we stop to gaze upon a star.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, we're having a problem finding 363. My apologies, but I'm sure we'll get to it eventually. But interesting, that song, because that song has, when that song came out, when did that come out? That's 60s stuff. That's how long they've been trying to reach a peace settlement in Israel. It's not going to happen. Just like with this currency crisis. I mean, this flight away from the dollar is feeding on itself. And this is a crisis that few of the presidential candidates outside of Ron Paul want to talk about. But it is something the next administration, whether it likes it or not, is going to be forced to deal with. You have, who's leading the Republican side? Rudy Giuliani. Now let me say something about Rudy Giuliani. The fact that he was a prosecutor obviously means that there's a lot of innocent people in jail because of Rudy Giuliani, and nobody's looking into his time in office as a prosecutor, but that aside, and let me just say, I'm a very old-fashioned person, and never once in my life have I ever thought of or even entertained the idea of wearing women's clothing. I have a serious problem with any man that actually not only wants to wear women's clothing, but actually does wear women's clothing and goes through the whole rigmarole of putting up on lipstick and mascara and all that other stuff. I mean, this is a serious character flaw in this man, and he is being supported by the conservative right. I mean, have these people lost their collective minds completely? I think they have. If there was ever a time for a revolution in this country, now is the time. Because this brain trust that we have in Washington, D.C. is just a complete bunch of phonies, losers, and charlatans who have been running a scam ad nauseum. And unfortunately, the reason why we'll never resolve any peace in the Middle East, because nobody wants to address the ideology of Zionism. Because the Zionists do not want peace in Israel. So it will never happen. What we have here is a giant photo op. Must be driving TSA employees at Washington airport's completely nuts as plane loads of Arabs are arriving on a daily basis. What do we do? These people must be terrorists. But they have diplomatic immunity. Of course, they're coming to talk peace. I don't know. The Zionist movement was never interested in bringing about a genuine peace based on historic reconciliation with Arab countries. Israel sometimes sounds more flexible than Arab countries, but this is a tactical ploy aimed at consolidating its gains at every given stage before moving on to another stage of its Zionist scheme, a scheme that involves the creation of a major state that dominates the surrounding regions. It is pure, it's as simple as that. It's not complicated. But here we go through this stupid charade and bloviating by politicians while they're lying to you and fleecing your pockets. Anyway, let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence.
How's it going there, Robbie?
Hanging in there, brother.
Yeah, I can tell, and I can totally everything you've been saying has just been registering with me.
Uh-oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, really, and not of that, but because the fact is, it's true, and that makes it even more dangerous. And what I want to say is that I've seen, you know. People don't understand out there. And this is what, you know, if I could get on the radio and talk to the world, I would say what they're not understanding is they think, well, yeah, this fascist, neocon, whatever you want to call it, New World Order, international bankers, international corporations, international... they can go way back, thousands of years. I've read the deal. I know the, you know, I read a book that, you know, just actually takes you right back there to the way, you know, this is the way human beings treat each other. You have the small elite, then they basically screw everybody else. That's basically the way this thing works. And I'm going to give you one little deal here, and I'll do it, make it quick and get off. You can see it down to the lowest level right now. My sister, in my little town, don't want to sound like a Simon Garfunkel song, but my little town here, she got a ticket for a police officer pulling away from a, she likes to go what they call garage sailing, you know, on Saturdays. She pulls away and sees the police officer sitting down there. And he just pulls her over and gives her a ticket for a speeding. She was supposed to go to court today, and they got the place was packed. They're writing tickets. They're writing people up to no end. And I was a police officer myself many years ago for the federal government out at the local Air Force base. And I know when she went to court, I said, don't try to call them on, say, what do you call it, a quota? It's not a quota. Those are illegal, actually, in most places. But they've gotten around it. They put out what, and I had to do it. I had to fill out an activity sheet every day. And they do this. They want to make sure you're not just out there sitting there, you know, sleeping in your car, you know. But that's what they want to know. And it was at the last week of the month, and I want to warn all your listeners out there. If you're driving the last weekend of a month anywhere, don't even look like you're going to commit a violation. You don't even have to. They'll pull you over. Because they've got to at least... See, they're like any other civil servant. They're lazy the first 3 weeks, and then that last week, they get busy. And they'll do it whether it's legal or not, whether it's righteous or not. But I told my sister, I said, that's exactly what happened to you. She goes to court tonight, and in our little burg here, I said... She went in and said, they said, be there at 4 o'clock. She was there at 4 o'clock. I said, well, they called your name earlier, about 10 minutes earlier. Now, what in the hell's going on here? Well, can you see what I'm getting at? This is going
the
here.
Same people who run the courts are the same people that run the DMV. It's called Raven New Enhancement. They have to do it. I mean, when I was driving through Texas from Fort Worth to Albuquerque down the highway 380, little back roads, every little town I came up to, you should tell your daughter?
My sister.
Your sister. You should tell her to get a radar detector. Works well.
Oh, well, she's had one for a long time, yeah.
Well, I mean, every time you come up to within 10 miles of small towns, radar detector goes nuts because the speed limit goes from 70 miles an hour right down to like 45 miles an hour. And if you're not paying really, really good attention, you miss the signs that show a change in speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's free money for these people. I mean, it's just free money, and especially in small towns like that when you bust somebody. By and large, you're not busting the locals because the locals are very aware of where the cops hang out and all this kind of stuff. So the people that they are getting are the people that are driving through. And you know that nobody is going to challenge a ticket. For instance, if I got a ticket driving through one of those small towns, I would pay it. Why?
Yep.
Because I'm not coming back to go to court. So, it's revenue.
But let me tell you what's really strange about this, Robbie.
Yes.
We live here. I've lived here in my entire life. So has she. I'll tell you where I am. I don't care. Let them come get me. I'm in Oklahoma City. I'm in a little suburb here.
Yeah.
This is a little suburb.
My sister
knows the mayor. She works out at the Air Force base with him. And he's a civil service employee, too, high up. And she knows that he's down the hall. She talks to him, and you think, well, she could get the ticket fixed. My sister's not that type of person. She said, nope, I'm not going to lean on him. I'm not going to say, fix my ticket. She says, what that officer did was absolutely wrong. He was acting like they're starting to act under this new world order crap, which is... last week of the month, and let me warn everybody, last week of the month, don't make any, because that's what he was out there, and he did that, and it was wrong. And then she goes today to court, and they got that place so packed, you can't get in there.
Yeah.
And they've already told her, and she goes and asks, I said, we'll continue to January 15th. I told her, I said, hell, I'll get a lawyer for you. It may even cost more than anything. I don't care about the insurance or anything. I'm just tired. And I, being a police officer myself, I'm tired of them jacking around with the average citizen and doing it and knowing that they can get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just, that's my deal right there. I just, that
all
was
right.
Not, well, I'll let you know, Robbie. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Look, look, you're going to run up against the beast. If you know to, if you know to play the game, you can survive encounters with the beast. If you don't know, you're going to get spanked, as a lot of people are finding out. You know, the sad thing is, and this really is sad, because earlier last week, Ian Smith, former Prime Minister of Rhodesia, died. In my opinion, he was a great man. He wasn't the most brilliant person on the world. He wasn't a Jefferson or a Madison, but he had understandings of Jefferson and Madison. He tried to do the best that he could with the bad hand that he was dealt. And it's unfortunate that he is still being called by the mainstream press a racist. The racist regime of Rhodesia's leader has died. This racism thing is an American invention. Ian Smith was not a racist. I mean, after all, he was running a country where the majority was black. You don't run a country where the majority is black and you're a racist. In other words, you have a fervent hatred for black people. Obviously, he didn't. As a matter of fact, a recent survey in Zimbabwe found out that if they had their choice between picking between Ian Smith and Robert Mugabe, Ian Smith won 90% of the vote. But that aside, it's these perceptions that are put out for general consumption that people embrace and accept and move on. And nothing could be further from the truth. And unfortunately, this is reflected, and the reason for Rhodesia's demise, and some people not, may not want to hear this, but in large part was thanks to Jimmy Carter. Because Jimmy Carter was pandering to the black vote in America, and so he saw Ian Smith as a sacrificial lamb in his political ambitions in the United States, and subsequently destroyed what was the most viable black country in Southern Africa. There's never been another black a country in Africa that that was able to achieve what Rhodesia achieved and increase the value of the people's lives. Ian Smith increased the lifespan of blacks in Rhodesia from 36 years to 65. Robert Mugabe has obviously reversed that since then. And I guess sometimes, because I get emails from occasions, people call me anti-American. And I'm not anti-American in any way, shape, or form. But and because I used to hold America in high esteem, because America was, for want of a better word, a moral nation. And this is how it was portrayed in various TV shows that I used to watch as a youngster growing up in Rhodesia. And I've told you about these I Love Lucy, Leave It to Beaver. There was a kinship that was created with this morality. And whenever you bring up the subject of America's morality, and if you tell them that America has lost its moral compass, people get upset with you. A conservative Anglican, Archbishop of Canterbury, I should say, came out over the weekend, has got a lot of criticism, because he said America has lost the moral high ground since 9/11. America's attempt to intervene overseas with a quick burst of violent action has led to the worst of all worlds. America has a misguided sense of its own mission as a chosen nation that is at the heart of God's purpose. and ask the question, do you agree that America has failed to win the battle for the moral high ground, and if so, does it matter? Of course it does matter. And that's a sad thing. America has lost the moral high ground, and it is witnessed by the failure of this peace conference that's going to take place tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Because America is seen as a puppet for the Zionists, as we have said before. Therefore, no peace will be achieved because people in the know exactly what the Zionist agenda is. And the Zionist agenda is not to seek peace in Israel in any way, shape, or form. Is what Israel is seeking is its security by weakening everyone around it. And unfortunately, America has bought into that Zionist dream. And it's the reason why America has lost its moral authority. It's being captured by the Zionists. And until people start realizing that, no solution will come about until its destruction. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Monday. Oh, man, what a Monday it's been. Sorry about 363. It's going to give them their big debut today, but we'll have to wait until another time so we can figure out where the bump music is hiding amongst all the many bump songs we have to choose from on a daily basis. Quick check of what's happening in the Asian markets as far as noble metal is concerned. Always seems to have a lot of activity in Asia. Currently, gold off $1.90 in Asia, sitting at $825 even. Silver off 13 cents at $14.74. Platinum up $4 at $1,476. Don't be shocked or surprised. One morning you wake up and we tell you gold's up $100, silver up $50. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when people suddenly realize that, the dollar's in trouble. You see, people are in denial about the dollar. Complete denial. I mean, it's one of the most amazing things that we are witnessing. We are witnessing history in our time. They are going to be writing about the events that led up to the demise of the U.S. currency. And look, be honest with you, once a currency goes, so a country goes. Look at Zimbabwe, typical example. And it's unfortunate. And the pain is going to be severe. The pain is going to be more severe, though, and you are very fortunate because this is one of the only few outlets you can find out there that is prepared to tell you the real facts. If you listen to Fox News, it's all peaches and cream. Everything's fine. We're winning the war in Iraq. Everything's great. George Bush walks on water. He'll go down as one of the greatest presidents of all time. That's the mindset of these people. These are the people that are going to get hurt the most. These are people that are going to be devastated. These are the people that are contemplating suicide. Because they have no faith in God anyway, because they have false God, and they know they worship a false God, even though they think they're worshiping the real God. They have no concept. The Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Medveds, the Hugh Hewitts, all these charlatans should be ostracized for the phonies that they are. And the same goes for all the people in the news media. I mean, all these learned people they have on to discuss important issues on a weekly basis, they've been wrong about everything for the past 10 years. How can these people have any credibility in the eyes of a man seeking to find out the truth? We are facing tough times. We are going to face a crucial test. And yes, I also believe in adversity makes one stronger, but only if you have the ability to survive the carnage. And this is not a push for a public trading group for you to dump everything you have and buy gold and silver, but I'm going to tell you right now, dump everything you have and buy gold and silver. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye. With